Welcome to Bayanabhartar Electronic Magazine. For our articles, you may select elementary English level or the advanced option. The choice is yours.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
You have chosen article Star Sense. What colognes do our male celebs wear? We all know our favorite celebrities wear great clothes with the best brands when we see them at events or in magazine pictures. But have you ever thought about their perfumes? In our short list, you can read about who prefers to wear what cologne that gives them a magical smell. Hugh Jackman loves Grey Vetiver. This is really a gentleman's cologne and is well matched with Hugh Jackman. This version of Grey Vetiver highlights the smell of vetiver, which is a type of grass or plant. When you put it on, you will feel fresh, just like spring season. This cologne hasn't been around for very long. It was released in 2009 and has become popular among many men for its classic, stylish, and manly smell. It's not just the vetiver plant itself. It also has woody, green, and citrus tones, along with grapefruit, orange blossom, sage, nutmeg, orris root, oak moss, amber, and pimento. So, if all of this in a perfume is good for Hugh Jackman, it is good for us. Will Smith goes for Vera Wang Men. Vera Wang Men is said to be very masculine with a special freshness, which is why someone like Will Smith would want to wear it. The cologne has notes of green leaves and yuzu, as well as nutmeg, leather, and anise. The base includes sandalwood and tobacco, completing that man-feeling perfume. Men might also like to know that Vera Wang attracts the ladies a lot. It was originally created as a cologne for grooms. It was released after Vera Wang created its original version for women. Chris Hemsworth is for Hugo Boss. He is famous for his superhero character, Thor. Chris Hemsworth chose Hugo Boss so that he could wear a cologne powerful enough to surprise other superheroes. This is really a scent for warmer days, and it is an unusual version too. It has cedar and sandalwood with light specks of citrus, which gives you that ocean breeze on a summer's day. Boss did a great job with this brand. It gives you a balance of a gentleman and sportsman at the same time.
Till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me.
LeBron James loves Dolce and Gabbana, the one. Professional basketball player LeBron James sweats a lot when he is doing his sport. But what about the times when he's not playing in the NBA? After a cool shower and wearing a nice suit, he sprays on The One Cologne for Men by Dolce and Gabbana. This perfume is powered with deep and dry tobacco, little bits of warm cardamom and basil. This cologne is great for casual get-togethers and events. David Beckham and his very own colognes. As many of you may already know, ex-football superstar David Beckham has a big career in men's perfume too. He has a fantastic collection of colognes for any time of day and event. You can choose Instinct, which has lots of styles, like Sport, that comes with a limited edition. If you prefer to be formal, David Beckham's Classic collection will make you happy, and so will his Beyond editions. Basically, if you're a man who prefers to try different colognes, David Beckham's selection gives you that special opportunity. When we are talking about Beckham, there's a perfume for any man at any place. Jude Law, a man for Paul Smith Extreme. This brand and version of warm scent perfectly matches Jude Law. For a man with good manners and taste, Paul Smith Extreme does well to present you with style and something creative. With this cologne, you can sense warm notes of nutmeg, harbour and lemon, making it a stylish perfume. For base notes, rosewood and some musk are in this cologne, which is perfect for a modern gentleman. Justin Timberlake likes Play EDT by Givenchy for Men. As a pop star, songwriter and actor, Justin Timberlake not only uses his famous face to promote Givenchy's play, he says that he wears it in real life, so it must be good. This cologne has a strong manly smell. It is great for daytime and evening events to spray on. It was launched in 2008 and gives out samples of bitter orange, grapefruit, and black pepper, along with some patchouli. If you prefer a stronger version of this perfume, check the Play Intense version, which gives you a feel of bergamot, tangerine, pink pepper, vetiver, tonka bean, and again, patchouli.
La differenza tra me e te non l'ho capita fino in fondo veramente bene. Me e te. Uno dei due sa farsi male, l'altro meno, però. Me e te. Quasi una negazione. E io mi perdo nei dettagli e nei disordini. Tu no. E temo il tuo passato e il mio passato. Ma tu no. Me e te. È così chiaro. Sembra difficile. La mia vita mi fa perdere il sonno sempre, mi fa capire che è evidente la differenza tra me e te. Poi mi chiedi come sto e il tuo sorriso spegne i tormenti e le domande, a stare bene, a stare male, a torturarmi, a chiedermi perché. La differenza tra me e te, tu come stai bene, io come sto, boh, e te, uno sorride di com'è, l'altro piange cosa non è, e penso sia un errore, e io ho tre certezze, una pinta e qualche amico. Tu hai molte domande, alcune pessime, lo dico.